Like NKOTB, we're hanging tough. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
I got an eye roll on that one. Welcome to the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, one of your hosts and author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog. And sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful wife, rolling her eyes at me, Gretchen.
Wow, you quoted New Kids on the Block.
I mean, I know.
Come on.
But we're hanging tough.
I guess.
We are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. And we're going to start out, as always, with something special to drink. But tonight, it is from a can. It is not beer.
It's not beer. It's not soda or pop for us.
Pop. And I've poured some for you. And I haven't had this one yet.
It's very.
And I'm going to drink straight from the can after you tell everybody what it is.
So it is wine. It is wine, everyone. And it's called Antipasto. Is a 2017 Sangiovese Paso Robles. So, I mean, it's you know, a wine. It's California wine.
Yeah. We're getting our can on.
We're getting our can
What's
on.
In that can?
Well, I know. I'm a little scared. It's a very light color.
Well, it's Sangiovese.
I know. I mean, it's very ruby red.
Wow. You're going full on with descriptors.
Ruby. It's ruby red here.
I might slurp on the air.
Oh, please don't.
Wow, that's good.
That's
I wouldn't mind a little touch of chill because it's Sangio.
Yeah.
But that's actually really good. It's made by a dude named Andrew Jones.
Okay.
Out in Paso. Field Recordings is kind of his main winery out there. And our buddy Steve over at Vinejoy brings this in. And I don't know, I'm kind of hoping to live the can life. A little bit.
I could use a little chill on it.
I mean, it's tart because
it's tart.
Right, it's Sangiovese.
But I like Sangiovese. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little
different. It's different. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I
like it. I don't think that you're a huge fan.
I'm not there yet. We'll see after I finish the glass.
I think it's kind of what the cool kids are going to be drinking.
Out of the can.
Out of the can.
They've had a straw.
Hipsters and me are going to be drinking canned wine. That's really what it is.
It's very interesting.
Well, most of the time when people think trendy, they think
you.
They think Pete.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Absolutely. They think Fat Man Chronicles. Hey, we are becoming trendy. We have swag.
We have swag.
People are buying gear.
Which is so weird. It's so weird to me. So grateful for people doing it. I love
called
that
you weird, but she's grateful.
I'm grateful. It's just odd to me because it's just, I mean, it's still odd to me that we're on episode 23 and like, this hasn't died yet. I mean,
I know it's pretty. It's actually picking up.
I know it's kind of insane to me. I really thought we'd be done with this by now, but.
Well, so it's funny because our listens are up.
Yeah,
and I think it's a little bit of a Gomer bump,
right.
Endurance for everyone bump. Right. So this is fitness. Like the other podcasters who have kind of said something, we're getting found by a few people for sure, and. Somebody asked me, or actually more than one person asked me recently, like, hey, what's your most downloaded episode? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, well, doesn't it have to be episode one? But so far, this expensive hobby of ours, I don't have like the really good.
Yeah, we don't like, pay for like,
don't
the
pay
good
for the
stuff
good, for,
now.
For the good stuff yet. Although we're getting close because I really want to know this stuff. It looks like the most downloaded is the Keto versus Fat Adapted.
Oh.
And which kind of makes sense because it's a title that like people might be searching.
Exactly. Yep.
Versus our podcast. You know, they might actually just search the subject and then they listen probably once and are like, these fools don't know what they're doing.
So if I let you, go like to spend more money, do we know like repeat listeners then? Like, is there a way to learn like how many people come back?
I think there's, I'm not sure like how, like I don't know if we could know that, but what we would know a lot more on the statistics side. Like I can't really see everything.
Yeah. It'd just be interesting to see like how many people actually come back and listen to us.
There's a lot because, you know, how I know that there's quite a bit is our episode that we just put out on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we're recording on Monday.
Yes.
The episode we just put out on Friday has over 100 downloads already, and that wouldn't happen usually till further down the line. Yeah. So that means that more people are subscribing.
Yeah.
So thanks for spreading the word.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. I think you wearing the FMC swag around, you know, the
FMC
gear.
I did. I have a sweatshirt on right now because I'm a little chilly, but I was wearing it to take the cat in this morning, so I had to, you know, take my jacket off, so I was sporting it proud, you know, without the sweatshirt. So
with the giant FMC logo. No,
nobody asked me about it though. Jerks. Which I thought was weird. But yeah. So I had it out.
Nancy's been wearing hers too. She's like in this Anytime Fitness contest.
Oh, okay.
And so she has to post a lot.
Yeah.
And she's worn our shirt and like posted it and told people at Anytime Fitness, hey, you should be listening to this, which is great. Thank you, Nancy. And a lot of posts online. We need to send swag to Kirsten.
Yep.
She was one of the winners. And so I didn't know how to say it's like spelled K-I-R-S-T-E-N. So it could be Kirsten. Or it could be Kirsten.
Kirsten. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I asked her how to pronounce it and she said it rhymes with fear.
Oh, okay. So Kier.
So Kier.
I would hope so. Unless you got that wrong.
No, too. I got that right. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Good.
You're usually the one with the pronunciation problems, although you did really well with this.
Wow.
You know.
And a pasta. It's pretty easy.
But Paso. And I'm not sure. I think a lot of people in California say Paso Robles.
Oh, Paso Robles.
But I would say Paso Robles.
Robles.
But I think that was pretty good.
Thanks.
So I know Kirsten just got some swag she bought.
I know.
Which is great.
Crazy.
Which
people.
Is where you think people are nuts.
I know.
And the one that's really
it's not even starting, our family. Like our family hasn't even bought anything.
Oh no, they won't buy anything. They're gonna wait for us to buy it.
It'll
like
be
hand
Christmas
it to
presents
them.
For everyone next
right.
year.
Right. So we've got to send that. We've got to send something to PJ from last episode, mm-hmm. and she contacted us, and we still haven't heard from TryGuy 83. So
he doesn't listen anymore.
Maybe. And I didn't look to see if we had new reviews. We'll do new reviews next week.
Yeah, let's not go crazy here. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah. One of the pieces of swag that's like kind of hitting a sweet spot for us.
Yeah.
Is the Pavement for Breakfast coffee mug.
Oh yeah.
The runners are kind of like in the Pavement for Breakfast hashtag.
It's a good one. It's a good hashtag.
It is. So there's some on shirts too, and yep. you know I think that'll take off. And there's a lot of items in the store now. We made a wine tote.
Yeah, we did.
We took it along for the ride
for our
yesterday.
Our night of sin.
Yeah.
At which, eating sin.
Yeah, we'll get to here in a minute. But yeah, it's been kind of cool to see people kind of with it online. It's funny and interesting. And
agreed. Wendy, my boss, Ron got the mugs that you said. Did you send two mugs or one mug?
I can't remember.
I don't remember. She said mugs, so we must have been generous and sent two. And so
maybe.
Maybe. And so he got his mug, and he was very excited for it. And he's like, what is this?
It's free.
She had to explain to him.
Now
so,
go
you know,
subscribe.
Exactly. Exactly. So
what's a podcast?
Cool. Yeah, pretty much.
I get that so often. What's a podcast?
What's a podcast? So.
All right. Well, let's just jump in then to the FMC Rewind. And I mean, it's only been a few days, but are there any new views from the couch?
I know. So I've caught up on a lot of my shows. I've been keeping up with the Kardashians. I've caught up on with them. I didn't watch last night's yet, but so Kylie had her baby. You know, she finally confirmed that she was pregnant by showing us a picture of her baby.
Was that on the air already?
No, they just last So I didn't watch yesterday's, but the week before was when Chloe announced that she was pregnant on the show. So she announced it on the show. Like, they taped it when she announced it on the show. But I don't know if – I honestly, I don't think Kylie's going to do – have the baby out in the spotlight. So even though, like, she makes – she has a lip kit. She does – she has her own business. I mean, she's very smart for a 20-year-old. She's also a shy. She's one of the shyest – she's the shyest of all the Kardashian-Jenner girls, which is – I know – seems odd, but she really is kind of like this private little girl. She's the youngest also. And so I don't think she's going to have the baby on the show. I don't think she's, I mean, she kept her whole pregnancy like nothing. There was no pictures of her pregnant prior to her releasing. She wasn't out. She didn't go on the show. Like, anytime that she was on the show while she was pregnant, it was always from the neck up, like didn't show the baby bump, you know, just nothing like that. So it's very, for that clan, it was very interesting way that she handled it. So I don't think she's going to show. And I don't know if it's like the baby daddy that is kind of, you know, saying, no, I don't want that. But Kanye. God, I always say it wrong. Kanye was the same way with Kim. Like, he didn't want North or any of their kids on the show. Well, that lasted for like literally one season. And now the kids are on there all the time. So, but we'll see. So yeah, so she had her baby. So that was one view.
But that's not really a view from the couch. That's a view from your computer.
But I watched the show. Well, yes, no. But I was watching the, because they were leading up like that. They kind of made it sound like they were going to say that Kylie was pregnant, because she was obviously pregnant before Chloe. But it ended up being Chloe that was pregnant.
Gotcha.
That announced her pregnancy. Who watches The Bachelor? Help me, remind me.
Kevin.
So Kevin, you know, the show that I was talking about before is coming back on Bravo. It's called Unreal. So that is like The Bachelor turned scripted crazy reality show. And so that's Unreal. So that's coming back soon. And I enjoy it because it's like, it's comedy, but it's drama.
It's
very scripted. Yes, it's scripted. It's scripted about a reality show. So it's kind of like, it's a Bachelor with like,
It's a parody.
Yeah. So, right. But it's like drama too. So it's really interesting.
I listened to a parody podcast this week.
Oh, yeah?
From The Onion, that like was a parody on true crime podcasts.
Oh, really?
It was only like 14 minute episodes. So I binged it on a drive, like the whole 7 episodes or whatever it was. But it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is pretty
funny. I like parodies, and like I always like Best in Show and Spinal Tap,
right.
Like mockumentaries.
Yeah. So that's coming back. So Kevin, you should check out Unreal. Since you're a Bachelor fan, you might enjoy Unreal. So that's coming back in the next couple of weeks. I think it's starting up. And then other than that, let's see, I watched I'm trying to catch up on my Food Network shows. I'm like way behind on Food Network shows. Like I think I missed like an entire season of Kids Baking Championship.
Oh no.
I know.
The horror.
I know. So I got to keep on. I mean, work is just really getting in the way. It's just crazy. I mean,
we've both been working a lot.
It's too much. I told my boss and I today we were talking and I'm just like, I can't. I just like, we're forgetting stuff. We don't know where we are. You know, and
there's technology to help with that, I heard.
But it's like, you know, we're like, did you get that? I don't know. I didn't. I thought you were doing that. You know, we're having these conversations and they're just like, we're both just exhausted. And it's so funny because, you know, our CFO, like, he's so grateful and he's a great CFO. We love him. And, you know, he sends us an email Friday afternoon, or it was either Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, saying, this is not for this weekend. Don't work on it. But, you know, come Monday, can you get me this and this and this? And he's like, I hope you girls get some, you know, good night's sleeps this weekend. And like Wendy and I are both like, we had to work all weekend, you know, because you guys had to tie it up in a meeting. So we're like a week behind on everything else. So it's all good.
It's been an interesting few days. I mean, we just recorded 4 days ago or three,
right.
4 days ago. And we had 16-ish inches of snow.
Yes.
Give or take.
Yes.
Might have been a little more.
It felt like a lot when, well, you did most of the shoveling. I mean, you did all the shoveling. I did a little today just to try and get to our front stoop. So.
Yeah. And we had the kids.
We did.
So that was great, except we were like kind of
We're inside. Snowbound.
Well, you guys went to Disney on Ice.
We did. We did. And Michaela loved it. And Julie was there. She went on Saturday. She went, Julie Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. Went Saturday. Yeah, went Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. So she was there. Yeah. It was a great show. Michaela loved it. Like, she loved it. She was not they had some fireworks and there's a lot of music and she just was not fazed by anything. I mean, the kid is just like not fazed by stuff. It's pretty funny. You know, Lily's like jumping out of the, even Claire like jumped a few times, you know, with loud music or bangs or something like that. Michaela's right. Like, wow. It's like,
well, it was pretty cool though. So you and Sarah, who's our sister-in-law,
yep,
went to, with our niece, mm-hmm, my goddaughter,
yes,
Claire.
Well, Claire.
And our two girls.
Yes.
So,
but yeah,
Lily and Michaela, and they had a great time. You guys had a great time.
We did.
Daniel and I didn't do anything.
Because your car was under snow.
Our car was under 16 plus inches of snow.
Yep.
And I ran in that mess.
You did. Talk about your 8-miler in the snow.
Well,
you did.
It sucked. I mean, I'm really proud of getting it in. And my pace wasn't that bad considering, but, and I took a route where I didn't, like, we've never driven it before, so I didn't really know, like, where what these roads were going to go to. And
right.
Because we had so much snow, I had to run on the street,
yeah,
against traffic, right? Well, it wasn't really well plowed at that point, or scraped off. I mean, there was a lot of snow.
I mean, even though stuff is plowed, there's so much snow, the roads are smaller. Like,
yeah,
you can barely get two cars passing on what should be like a 2.5 lane.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine trying to run when it was still snowing.
There was some snow coming down and it was really like slushy. And
yeah,
sometimes though, it was just, they didn't plow that strip.
Yeah.
Or worse, what would happen is it was plowed, but then people snow blowing or shoveling,
yep,
would, you know, shove it out into the street. And so when you run in that stuff, it's like running in sand almost.
I can imagine.
My hips were sore. And I was struggling,
yeah,
like to get through it, but I did.
You did.
And I think that's the type of run that will only make me stronger long term. I mean, mentally, that was a big one, because in the past, I wanted to loop back when I hit 3 miles. Like, it was miserable.
So, you know, not too long ago, you were calling people crazy for running in cold weather and snow and stuff. And now you are one of those people.
Well, yeah, but let's be clear. I was saying, like, people running in negative 20.
It was
nuts.
Still pretty cold.
It was like zero.
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
It was, but, you know, I wasn't cold.
Yeah.
I had enough layers on.
I'm just saying, I think you owe all those people that you called crazy an apology.
Oh, no, they're still nuts.
Oh, okay.
I just may have joined their ranks, that's
all. Oh, got it,
I mean, and not, look, I talk about Endurance for Everyone, the Team E for E stuff all the time. And Rob lives in central Pennsylvania and
yeah,
he's always posting like icicle beard, right?
Yeah.
That dude is going out there when it's crazy, crazy cold. And he's putting down some miles.
Who just posted that they like went out like to shovel the track?
Oh, that was Kevin
again.
Well, Kevin and Holly Ann went out.
Yes, that's it. They went and like shoveled the track,
a lane,
so that they could go like the night before, so they could go run the next one.
Because they needed to run repeats and, you know,
Kevin being a little crazy.
Oh, it's going to get worse. This episode involves, maybe we'll just jump right into it. I mean, my training is going great.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's going really, really well. And in there, I was having a chat with Kevin, and we kind of keep, you know, track of each other. You know, did you run? How's it going? And the whole idea of a marathon may have gotten brought up. And I'm like, I haven't taken the dive into that. And that's
right,
a big commitment.
Yep.
You know, I have no, what do you call that? Well, anyway, I know that 13.1 miles is one thing, but 26.2 is not just double.
No.
Right? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you double the distance, but it's way worse than that.
Like, right,
beast runners get out there and, like, what happened at the Donna Marathon in Florida this
right,
weekend, right? It gets hot.
Yep.
And then it, you know, people who can run 9 minute miles are running 14 minute miles because they're walking a bunch of it because it's hotter than blazes. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's a risk and that's okay. You know, that can happen. I haven't taken the dive into it. And I kind of said to him, I really want to do a marathon before I get back in the Grand Canyon.
Right.
And he's like, do the marathon. And he's like, I'm in for rim to rim.
Oh, really?
And so we're planning on a rim to rim and we have to decide if it's going to be 2019 or 2020.
Oh, that's only like potentially a year away because usually the time to do it is usually in the spring. That's
well, it could be May or October, either okay. one. Even I think some parts of late September.
Okay.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it could be a year and a half. It could be a year and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, I really want to do it. And what he said is, you know, because I'm like, hey, you know my story here. And he's like, I won't, you know, tell Gretchen, I won't let you die in the canyon.
Well.
Which is nice.
That's very sweet. It's very sweet. So, you better tell Sarah's going to be all in on it too. She'll want to do it.
Well, thank goodness
but
my
Claire
mom
wants to do it too. Your niece wants to do the canyon.
It would be, well, rim to rim would be a little rough for her age, but not that she couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Now that I know what I'm getting into, it's kind of different, right?
Right.
And thank goodness my mom doesn't listen to this.
I know.
Because that would be a big problem. She is like,
she kind of forbid all of you guys from doing
from going
it again.
Back in the giant hole.
Yep.
But I, you know, so what's your reaction to the nuttiness?
Well, I mean, I knew it was going to happen again. I mean, because it's something you, even though you did it, you feel like you didn't accomplish it. Well, you guys,
the laying in the ditch part,
right?
For like, hours,
you guys were
shivering.
Originally, you guys were going to try and do rim to rim. That was like the original plan to do.
Just hike through.
Just hike through
rim to rim.
Rim to rim, and then you guys decided just to go.
No,
one way.
Oh, no. Rim to rim to rim. Yeah. I'm not anywhere close to that yet.
Yeah. So I'm like, I knew it was going to come. I didn't sleep that night. I was a nervous wreck all day, you know, because you know, you come back and say, oh, I'll be done in some X amount of time. And then when that time passes and there's no cell service in the canyon, there's no self-service on the other side of the rim really either. Like it's like a small little patch of area that you might get some self-service. So you have to get all the way to the lodge in order to get self-service, which is what was happening last year. So like
not last year. That was a long time ago.
Last time
maybe
you did
improved.
It. So maybe. So it's, but it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie. I knew it was coming. Next year just seems like a little, you know, like, oh, okay. But, you know, I'm not going to
I said or 2020.
Yeah, but see, I kind of feel like you and Kevin are doing it next year. Don't even, why lie to yourselves? Well, once you get it in your head, I feel like you're just going to, you want to do it.
Well, I don't even know, like, I don't know if he's talked to Holly yet either. Right? So I don't know like where her.
So we should have put a spoiler alert on this episode.
Oh, no. Kevin knew I was talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Because, I'm like, oh, no, I'm waiting to talk to her about this till the podcast.
Yeah, save it for the podcast.
But the whole point, right, is I would be smarter. I would be in way better shape. I would weigh significantly less.
Right.
And, you know, like this time, I'd probably rent one of those satellite phones.
I just don't even think those like work that well in the canyon either because you have to wait for the satellite to be in the right position. You can't have any cloud service, you know.
I think those things have gotten better. I mean, they work on
my
Mount
dad
Everest.
And my dad uses it out in the middle of the lake. You know, he can sometimes get a signal out there too. So, I mean, I know they're better. It's just, but yeah, I mean, if you had a phone, I would feel probably a little bit better. That's just more cost now. You're, you know, costing more money here.
I didn't say I was going to buy one.
Yeah,
I was
still
going to
rent one.
Oh, so. Does your dad have one? I'll just.
He does have one.
Oh, maybe he could lend.
He might charge you.
That I believe.
But yes, he does have one. Yeah, so maybe.
I won't. Here's the good news. Like, I won't get into that. I won't step foot into that canyon again. Number one, I had a healthy respect last time, but I didn't understand really what the variation in temperature would do.
Well, and you need to like last time you were doing it, like, you were also, you know, you're training with your brother, and whose body absorbs things. So you were matching his food with your food for some points of the time. So now you've learned that, you know, you have a better appreciation that, you know, hey, I need more
and
substance.
Electrolytes, right? I mean, that was the biggest thing for me. More than the food, it was going to be the electrolytes, because it was hotter than blazes and I was sweating it all out.
Right.
And that's all going to change, right? That whole formula changes with weight loss and all this other stuff too. So, but my respect for that, and, you know, it's interesting, right? I know that I finished on my own power.
Yeah.
I caused a lot of heartache for you and my mom and my poor brother running up and down the Grand Canyon. You know, thank goodness he's in the shape that he's in. You know, I made it hard on Sarah. I mean, it was rough for me. Still, it's rough for me mentally to get over it all, right?
Yeah.
The bigger part, though, is to me, it was a failure because of just how I just got to a point where I couldn't move.
Right.
And failure is a big motivator for a lot of the time. And I wrote a blog about it this weekend, and I thought about that from a perspective of, you know, I knew a few people running marathons this weekend, and it was just a bad weekend for marathoning and ultra distance racing for people that I know. Like, nobody had the race they wanted, right? And that doesn't mean that they're a failure, whether they dropped because of conditions or they finished way slower than they wanted to. Some of them are going to look at that as a failure and some won't. It just depends on perspective, right? I finished. I got out of there on my own power, which was great, but I still consider it a failure.
Right.
And in the blog, it actually kind of got some good discussion going overall, because I basically said that failure is an option, right? Like, we hear failure is not an option. And I related a story from when I was a kid, and you can find the blog if you want to read it in its entirety at fatmanchronicles.com. I'll probably link it in the show notes too. But anyway, when I was a kid, I was a good baseball player.
Right.
And I went up and, a level in Little League. And this kid that was on the opposing team, he took the mound. I was like, where did he come from?
Why is this adult playing Little League?
Why is Thor pitching right now? And I mean, he threw the ball hard. And as a kid, fastballs strike you out because you don't see like really fast fastballs, right? I mean, everybody was within a range. And, you know, he strikes out the first 10 hitters, including me. I'm batting second in the order. And I get up there in the fourth inning, and I had watched every pitch, every move, everything he did, looking for any kind of a tip, a tell, something in order to not fail again. Because I hit the ball. I don't strike out. I hit the ball.
Right.
Very rarely strike out. And let's just say I got a bloop single the first time, right? I did put the bat on the ball, got on base. I would have never studied the guy.
Right.
And he might have struck me out the next 10 times, right? Instead, I had his number after that because I knew every tip, every tell. I knew what he was doing. And I kind of feel that I'm in that zone right now when it comes to running and racing and working out.
Yeah.
And being able to accomplish things physically that I never have before. Because of my past failures, I'm concentrating in a new way.
Okay.
I'm looking for new avenues. Today, I threw well over 600 cases of wine.
Yeah.
Those things are, give or take, 40 pounds a piece, right?
They're very heavy.
So 24,000, 25,000 pounds total of lifting. Now, it's not like I was lifting weights over my head or anything,
but still,
it's a lot of lifting.
Yeah.
I would have been, and I was doing it sometimes very quickly, but I didn't feel that because from a cardio perspective, I'm getting pretty good.
Yeah.
It was like HIIT training. It was like high intensity interval training for me today. But I don't, like, I'm a little sore and I'll probably be a little sore tomorrow, but I'm okay.
You were able to go out and do your run today.
I got home and I went for a run. I had to go early into work to do that.
Yeah.
Throwing all those cases. And there are people who throw that many cases every, week in our company. It's just not what I do, right?
Not anymore.
And they're usually much younger than me.
True.
Not all, but
no,
most.
No, not all.
But now I got home, I went for the run, and I ran a little quick because I was so amped up still.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, and that 8-miler that was so hard, my legs felt great.
Yeah, Sunday today. You were no worse for the wear.
No, Sunday I was great, and then coming out. So, I mean, it's interesting. And I don't know, like, we've talked a little bit about this. Like, how do you view failure? Like, does anything get to you? Like, do you get super competitive? Like, if you can't get something done? Well, I know with work you do.
I do for work, for sure. I do for sure. I don't like failing. I mean, I don't think there's not a lot, like, I wouldn't say, like, I have, like, other avenues where I feel like the failure is there, like where I can fail, right? You know, work is my avenue because, you know, it's not like I'm trying to do a personal best in a race or something like that. Come, let's talk in October to see if I won't fail that because I won't fail.
Like, you can, well, it's 5K. You can walk 3 miles.
No, but I said I'm going to run it.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
So I don't like, but I won't let myself. I mean, because I don't like failing. I don't.
Well, and you normally don't put things out there, but that you did.
I did put that out there. So I will, you know, I will do my.
You may never run another step after that.
No. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
So
I don't, I mean, I don't like it when I fail at work. I don't. I get really down on myself. You know, I'm struggling right now. There's a report I need to be working on, and I'm just having a really hard time because it's such a large amount of data, and my computer just cannot handle it, and it's just frustrating because I'm having to take shortcuts, and it's not as great as I want it to be, and I just hate it. And
they should get you a supercomputer.
I know. So it's just – so that part, I feel like I'm failing at this because it's not as automated as I would like it to be and doesn't – you know, there's going to be some manual inputs that have to happen to get it to be where it needs to be. And I don't like that. I don't like it at all. So, but when I was a kid, I was, you know, and even, I mean, I'm competitive when we play games or, you know, like we used to play like the word games on the phones, you know, that, you know, whatever those different back in the day, the Scrabble on the phone, you know, we play. I mean, I hate losing.
Oh, word yeah, with friends.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't like losing games.
I had to have friends to play that, so I didn't get to play often.
I don't like losing. I don't like losing. I don't know if that's failing in the same
sense.
Well, sure.
I mean, it kind of comes back to running, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked briefly, like I got over it, right? But I looked briefly at that 8-mile run as a failure.
Yeah.
I didn't hit paces I wanted to. I didn't feel good. And it was a bad run.
Right.
Is a bad run a failure? No.
No.
It's not, right?
Yeah.
And somebody who had a tough marathon, Sarah, you know, said, hey, you know, I liked your blog. And she's like, I have a lot to think about. I don't think I would call my race a failure.
Okay.
Right? But it brought up good points, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I know other people who would have been exactly the same place as Sarah in her training. I mean, she really trained well.
Yeah.
Like she was ready for this, right?
Yeah.
The heat got her and everybody else at that place,
yeah,
right? A lot of people would have taken that as failure.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I'll use Kevin as an example again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to speak for him, so he'll correct me after the episode if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I think he took this year's Chicago Marathon, which had, you know, some not great,
yeah,
you know, weather.
Right.
As a failure.
Yeah.
And it's a similar,
yeah,
kind of a similar situation, right?
Right.
It's just a different perspective.
Right.
I still look at the canyon as a failure. I look at sometimes training runs as a failure. Where I didn't write about in the blog because it was getting long,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, I didn't want it to go too long, and I want to go back to this at some point. But the one thing in my life that I've never been able to conquer is my weight.
Right. Yeah.
I have failed at weight loss over and over. I don't like to fail at anything.
No.
And I failed at other things in life. Believe me, I have failed a ton. And I've learned from those. And the reason I say failure is an option is because it's necessary to grow.
Right.
If things are handed to you, if things are easy, you just kind of maintain the same track, right?
Right.
I was better at hitting a baseball than most kids.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have to work at it ever, I would have just continued to be the same player, right?
Right.
When it got rough is when I became a better player.
Yeah.
I can't understand how to relate that to weight for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's clicked this time that I got to fix it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just maturity.
You finally grew up.
Or what? But that's the part that I've always failed at.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I think, right. And so it's interesting for people like us who don't really, we're competitive.
Yeah.
We don't like to lose. Mm-mm. We don't like to fail, but yet we'll continue to not lose the weight that we know we need to do.
Right. Sometimes it's just easier not to do it.
Way easier. It's emotional, right? I mean, weight is emotional.
Yeah.
At the end of it, it's all about emotion. We talked about it on the last episode, right?
Right.
It turned out it was Matt Fitzgerald who wrote that blog. And I should have known because that's the name. 80-20 Running is like the name of his books.
Mm-hmm.
I try to put him out of my mind because I don't think he's an extremist and he's always been thin.
Yeah.
And he doesn't speak to me as a bigger dude. Personally, he doesn't speak to me.
Right.
And you know, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we talked about it though. It's emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the number one thing on why we don't end up losing weight when we need to, right? Because it's the crutch. When things get rough, when you are failing at something, what do? You go grab a handful of chocolate because it feels really good and it tastes delicious.
It is good stuff.
So yeah, I mean that was a big one. And you know, so last night,
yes,
a lot of people could have said that we failed on our diet.
Yes.
Right?
Because we went out, we had a lot of wine.
It was a surprise party. Surprise.
Yes. And
our good friend Aaron.
But going into it, you know, I didn't realize where we were going. And then I kind of put two and two together. I'm like, oh, this is going to be, we went to an Italian restaurant and I'm like, I bet they're just going to do like a set meal. Like here's some bunch of plates and, you know, you're not going to have a say. Cause I'm sure if we went there on any other day when they were open and you can choose, we would have been able to find something, you know, that would have fit within our lifestyle. But
and to be fair, there was plenty that was put out that fit our lifestyle.
Yeah, there was.
There's the charcuterie.
The charcuterie.
The shrimp and octopus.
What was with the shrimp and octopus? That was so good. I don't remember. But there was, you know, but there was also
lamb
risotto.
Chops. Right.
But the lamb chops had like a potato puree, which was absolutely delicious. But you didn't have to eat that.
Right.
But there was stuff that we could have like avoided, right?
But we went in with a plan.
But we went. And I ate very light during the day. I had a few, like some cheese. And just like, I went in there like kind of going like what do we call it when we don't
life in the living?
No, not life in the living.
What?
When we don't eat for like, when we do intermittent fasting.
Oh, intermittent fasting.
Yeah, so I kind of did like an intermittent fasting, you know, leading up to the dinner, knowing that I would, you know, have the pasta and stuff. And then when they threw out the mushroom risotto, I'm like, oh, seriously? And then they had gnocchi with lamb. I mean, it was just.
It was great.
It was too much. I had to eat it all. So
we had a little bread.
We had some bread. Oh, the bread was delicious. And then, when was the last time we had bread? I mean.
Yeah, we don't eat. Well, it was our anniversary.
Yes, exactly. That was the last time we had bread. So it was delicious.
We even had dessert.
Oh.
Melissa's
cake is.
That
like,
was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I mean, it was a chocolate mousse case. And I think she even made like the lady fingers that were on the outside. I mean, it was like the best thing I've ever eaten. It was so delicious.
And copious amounts of wine were available. 1978 vintage stuff. I mean, it was crazy. We went in with a plan and we had fun and we relaxed and we just did. And it was funny because, you know, Mike, Aaron's husband, I'm a good friend who I work with, is like, oh, you know, sorry, or you know, and he doesn't mean it that way, right? But what he's basically saying is, you know, I hope that you don't feel uncomfortable if you can't eat something,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And we're like, no, we're
just gonna
loose
eat
a little bit,
yeah.
And quite frankly, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't eat as much as I would have a year ago.
Oh, we would have there like one of the guys that was sitting by us, like we kept on like giving him Like, we're like, oh, you take the last bit. You take the last bit. In the past, we would have been like, no, we'll eat it. Sure. Put it on our plate. You know, I did have like a maybe like a couple bigger servings than you did on a couple of the different plates. But I just, it was just so good. It's like I missed it. But today went right back to it. There was no, yeah. I mean, I didn't, it's not like I went back saying, like I woke up this morning like, oh, I could use some, you know, toast, or I want like pancakes, or, I mean, I always want that stuff, right? I always want it, but I didn't like have to have it. It wasn't like I just threw everything out the window. I, you know, had to take the cat in to the vet, and on the way back, I picked up a Starbucks coffee and some egg bites for breakfast. That's what I had. And then tonight we had taco salad. I did have a little bit of the shell, but not as much as I've had in the past. So
I mean, we're just being smart about things. And mm-hmm. I was talking a little bit to my brother about this, right? How things can get so black or white, you know, people become evangelical about their diet, about their exercise, about whatever plan they're following. And, you know, that's, I guess, more power to them, like to each their own. And we're pretty good most of the time.
But I think that's why, I think in the past, why we failed is that we had this black or white mentality. It's like you had to have 1200 calories. You couldn't have any more than that. It was like you couldn't use this. You couldn't do this. And it was like, and if you did, you had that mentality that you were cheating. And we're not taking that mentality. We're not doing that this time to ourselves. We're not depriving ourselves.
Right. It's not. So the normal is to not have the stuff we had last night. That now is the exception.
Right.
Right. Before, those foods in just smaller amounts were the rule.
Right.
And the exception was to gorge.
Yep.
Right. So, and I don't, I mean, I felt pretty junky.
I felt, I gained, so I weighed myself yesterday and then I weighed myself this morning and I gained 4 pounds overnight.
Yeah. That's just water.
It's water. I mean, it'll be off. I'm not saying it's the fact, the numbers are there.
Right.
So, and I'm like, oh, I was joking. I'm like, I probably gained 5 pounds. And I'm like, oh, nope, I gained 4. I mean, tomorrow will be less. It'll be maybe up 2 pounds or something. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll come right off this week.
But still, it goes up. And I felt it. I felt bloated and I felt fat. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I didn't like it. And so because I didn't like it, you know, I'm right back to, you know, at lunch having, you know, no bun with cheeseburger. And tonight having the taco set, very little bit of the shell.
But that's not to say like in a month or something when like we get together with friends and we decide to go out and we're like, you know what, I'm gonna have a little of the risotto. It doesn't change it.
No, I you know, and so this is really interesting. I do think that I would not eat as much as I did of that stuff last night just because I think it was pure volume that ended up getting to me. And I didn't have as much as I, you know, I used to.
Right.
But now anything makes a pretty big difference.
Yep.
So I got to tell you, rice swells in my stomach like in a weird way, right?
Yeah.
That I just don't necessarily enjoy the way I, you know, used to. Although I do still have a taste for a little bit of sushi.
Yeah.
But I could have sashimi and probably be okay.
Exactly.
Either way, though, it was an awesome time with friends.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The food was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was very good.
Crazy fun.
Yeah.
So, and Erin sang again for us.
Yeah, she sang Ave Maria again. Even though she knows that it makes a bunch of us cry, she still did it.
She's
rude.
An unbelievable singer.
Very,
so, I mean, it was really, really cool.
It was a very cool night. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, it was no taco truck, though. I mean,
I know. I'm like, Mike, you're showing me up. All I got here was a lousy taco truck. But yeah, so that's good.
But it was a fun night.
It was. So overall, so, you know, thumbs up on the canyon. That's what I heard.
No, yeah. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to like, no, you can't do it, please. You'll just go do it. Yeah, I can't
you
tell can you.
Beg
no.
me not to do it.
That's not going to happen. Because it won't make a difference in the end. I'm not that wife. I'm not that person that tells you that you can't do stuff.
No, we support each other. Even though I think some of the audience thought I didn't at some point. That's okay. Everybody's Team Gretchen. So there's a lot of hashtag Team Gretchens out there.
Duh. Can't blame them.
Cool. Well, and so I finally have figured out, I think, how to do to record Skype.
Yay!
So that means guests will be coming soon. So I'm starting to talk to some people and line up some guests.
Cool.
Which I'm really looking forward to.
Awesome.
And it may give people a break from having to listen to me babble on, which is good. They'll probably want you to do all interviews.
No. I don't. So, I mean, just to let people in on a little secret, I do nothing for this show.
You sit here and record.
But that's it.
You provide copious amounts of entertainment value.
I show up. I talk. And that's it. And you asked me, like, oh, what topics? I'm like, no. And we agree. Like, I told you, you want me to do this? Like, you do all the work.
I just want to talk. I'm not asking you to think really hard about topics, but like, I'm wondering, like, at some point, have you thought about anything except what we're going to eat?
No.
The kids or work?
No.
That pretty much covers
it. My brain has like very little space in it. Very little space. I have a lot of memories in there that are useless. So it's, you know, what's left over is like no, but I'm not a writer. I'm not a creative person in that respect. So for me to think, I'm like, oh, what should we talk about? Yeah, no, I got nothing for you. So I just want to make sure everyone realizes that the awesomeness that is our show is really all you. So
no, God.
So no one's going to ask me. If you want to give me the questions, and then I can read them because maybe someone crazy people like my voice, which I always think sounds like a 12-year-old girl. I can do that, but I cannot come up with questions.
It's better than like a 87-year-old who smoked 4 packs a day.
Hello. Yeah, no. But yeah, no. So I just want to make – I'm pretty sure people knew that I didn't come up with any of the topics.
Because I'm trying to pull information out of you at all times.
Not at all times.
Well, it's interesting because people always talk about how the dozens – I can say now dozens and dozens. Like we've gained dozens of listeners.
Right.
I can say now that they often talk about – the reason they like it is it's like they're just sitting down and eavesdropping on a conversation, and that the cadence, the banter is soothing in some way, right?
Crazy people.
Which is right. Well, I told you about one of the sub 30 people Alyssa had, like our podcast, like just playing
out
in her neighborhood because her headphones died. So I said that
it's dedication, man.
Well, I told her that it had to clear the streets for, like, if it was crowded, it would have just cut a path.
Pretty much.
Just get me away from that.
What the hell?
I can't listen to that dude.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I want to have guests. Like, I just think it would take a little pressure off of us.
You.
No, us. And I think that there's like so many interesting people out there.
Oh yeah.
That I can learn from.
People are gonna get bored. There's only so much we can talk about. I mean,
right. We're not the Gomers.
We're not that interesting of people.
Not at all. Not.
I mean, it's like I don't talk to people for like months. I'm like, so what's new? I got nothing.
Listen to the, no. The answer is listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast. What's
we
a
need
podcast?
Subscribers. Right. There you go. So that'll come soon. And, we talked about the swag. You know, that people can pick up if they want to support us.
You're going to design some children's wear.
Yeah. So some children's wear is coming.
Yeah.
And maybe some, I think I need to put some things up without the logo.
Did we do the blanket? Did we do a snuggly?
We haven't done it. No, but I did a views from the couch shirt.
Yes, you did do that. Yes, we did do that. But I thought we found a blanket.
We did. You haven't had the time to sit down and design it.
I have to design it. Oh, yes. Then I have to do work for this. See?
No, I will be there with you.
Oh, okay.
I just need you to, you know, also help.
Yeah.
I'm going to organize that store. You said that you would help
with
that.
I did say I would help with that.
But I don't know if you'll have that time. Thanks, Kevin and Wendy.
I know. It's quarter end and budget season. This is literally the worst time of year for me. Quarter end is always bad for me, but it's quarter end and starting a budget at the same time. So it's just,
And Lent is starting and we like Wednesday.
I have no idea when I'm giving up for Lent yet. I really don't know.
The podcast. We'll be back in.
Peace out.
We'll be back in 6 weeks.
Nice knowing
you. You're welcome.
No.
What about social media?
Social media?
That would be hard for me because I like to promote stuff.
Yeah, we got to like share. I mean, then our viewer, then our numbers would go down for sure. Oh.
Or up.
No, just kidding. Ooh.
You're trying to get us canceled?
No, I'm not getting us canceled. You enjoy it too much. It makes you happy. It makes me happy too. I enjoy it too. I enjoy it.
I was going to say, you act like you don't like it.
No.
But I think you secretly like it.
Because I don't have to do anything for it. no, but I need to think of something.
So people can check out. I'm putting more designs up all the time.
Yes. you promised to stop buying all the designs that you bought.
I bought a lot of, but it's fun and, you know, I got to see what the quality is on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I might take some down because some of it was kind of like not to the standards I was hoping for.
Right. So agreed.
I need to check that out. But it's pretty cool when, Julie bought some more.
Yeah.
Which is great. And speaking of which, she also donated to us again.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is just super generous.
So generous.
Thank you so much. You know, we're humbled
by that. She
wants
better swag.
Right? Well, I mean, it's funny because I talked a little bit about this. And there was a back and forth actually on, Sub 30 a little bit on this. And, you know, at some point, I think we might do some specials of some sort in order to try to do a little bit of...
Excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a tickle.
To try to raise some funds. And it's not because I don't want to use advertisers. I could.
Who would advertise with us?
Believe it or not, I've had two people reach out.
Oh my God. That's
small,
crazy.
Right? And it's not a ton of money.
Yeah.
And it's and they're good.
Like, why aren't we doing this? Sorry.
I don't know. Like, I'd rather have the show supported by listeners. Or and us, right? Like I'm not gonna make that like the focal point or anything.
Well,
but it's just it's there, right? So if they wanna, we've got the two patrons that give monthly, and then there's the donate button now on fatmanchronicles.com,
right?
That you can click if you want to give like a one time thing,
right?
And it's awesome when people do that. Yeah. I mean, and we could take the Podbean one or leave the Podbean and we could go on Patreon where most everybody else is and all that stuff. And maybe someday I'll look at that. The point is it's cool when the listeners support.
Yeah.
And right now it's an expensive hobby and we just want to continue to make content, right?
But if someone's going to give us money to help with it, that's not like a patron. I think we might need to take this off air.
Well, I don't want advertisers. That's the bottom line.
Right.
I mean, I do all the work for the show.
I know, but if it can help advertisers, fund the show.
But it's not that. It's not that much.
Okay.
And I'm not going to shill something that I don't use.
Well, no. That would not be. We would have to use it or we would have to like it or something.
If it fits like into the flow of the show, maybe I would consider it. But,
okay.
But the two things that came to me would not fit in the flow of
the
show.
Okay. So maybe don't say we will never have advertiser. Well, you did.
I don't think I said never. I said I would prefer not to. And if I did say never, it's recorded.
Kevin will tell you.
And it's not what I meant.
Okay.
So know what I meant. What I meant was I would only do it if it really fit in.
Right. I agree with you 100% on that one.
And I'd prefer not to do it at all. There's other podcasts that I have in mind where advertising will come into play. This is not the one. This is amateur hour. And I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Well, apparently two people wanted to.
Two people wanted to.
Whatever.
You want to talk about questioning sanity? I was questioning theirs. I mean, we just don't have enough listeners to me either for it to be. But
that's their fault, not ours.
No. But that was actually why they contact podcasts like ours that have a very niche audience.
Uh-huh.
And try to get in early, establish that, and then grow with them.
Right.
So it was kind of a vote of confidence.
Yeah,
like that
that's
they think cool. that we're gonna grow. And there are some things that I'm starting to work on to help, more people find us because it would be neat to have a few more listeners. I mean, look, this isn't ever gonna be 100,000 downloads.
I'm trying to help,
episode.
Fund our retirement a little early. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not what's going on. As generous as people have been, it pays for an episode or two.
Yeah.
It's just an expensive hobby and it's fun.
Yeah.
But if you find it, that's something you want to do, great. if like 80 more people buy a shirt on Zazzle, we'll get a check. For like $13.
Because we get like 5 cents.
That's just more fun.
Like, no, that, really you just that. Enjoy doing that stuff. So there's, and that's fun. I mean, it is fun. And there's no, like, we don't have to, you know, you design it and then it's done. It's not like we got to buy it.
And Kirsten customized hers.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. I didn't know you could do that. But she has a hashtag Be the Lion, and she customized the back to have the small logo, the fatmanchronicles.com, and then Be the Lion hashtag underneath with the, I think the Be Better Today was on the front.
Right.
Which was great. I loved it.
So, very cool.
All right. We better wrap this up.
Okay.
Babbling.
Peace out.
All right. So this has been episode 23 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I lost my train of thought because I already talked about the swag.
You did.
And the donations.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. All right.
Music.
Music. Safar. Find us on social media. Connect with us. Wear swag and get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now